I don't know if this guy's English has changed since he's been living in America. Rowan Ash, my bro, lekker om jou te sien, man.
Martin, yes, man, it's most lekker om jou te sien.
Dude, it's been a long, long time. I've seen you on social media. I'm so proud of you. You've done, I mean, you're so super talented. Blaine, but I'm in
Over the last year or two, we've actually been doing a lot of commuting back and forth. So, ek is so lief vir Suid-Afrika, man. Amerika is incredible, incredible geleenthede. Maar vir my persoonlik is dit nie huis nie, want al die mense is hier.
Ja, yeah, right.
So, I usually go there to write and work, but I'll be here to get inspired.
Yeah, I hear you. And in this day and age, you can semigrate and commute and stuff. Songwriting in Nashville must be on another level, though.
It is. But it's most of the times I'm just like a sponge, just kind of absorbing all the talent and the gifted people. I think the first year was just me finding my way around, just because everyone's so talented. You have a little bit of imposter syndrome, and then a couple of years later, you just realize, you know what? I'm there for a reason. I'm just gonna tell my story and just do what I do, and it's been working out pretty well for me.
What has he seen, though? Is there buy gigs, is there buy shows, buy bars and live music venues?
Man, ek moet vir sê, soos die musiek in Nashville hou nie op nie. Dit is oral, ja. Dit kom met die asblikke uit. Daar is so baie gigs. Een ding wat ek nogals gedoen het die laaste ruk is baie songwriter rounds. So elke keer as jy 'n nuwe song skryf, dan is jy so 3 of 4 songwriters en dan sit jy daar en jy join het al die nuwe musiek.
Oh.
En dan het ek so 'n bietjie geopen vir Gabby Barrett en Avery Anna in Chicago. Maar dit is alles redelike klein contained showkies.
Ja, ja.
Maar hoofsaaklik is dit maar net om 'n goeie repertoire te bou. En dan wil ek altyd maar net die local ouens include, rakende recordings
nice.
And production.
Yeah. Ja. And you know what? And you'll probably agree with me. We sometimes forget that our songwriting, singers, musicians in this country are on par.
Mm. Are phenomenal. Yeah. Phenomenal. So that's one thing I think I don't know why we sometimes think that we need to be abroad to get the talent, because we've got so many talented singer-songwriters in this country.
In this country. Jy is saam met Demi Lee Moore vir oggend hier, so sy is nog op pad vir 'n baie goeie rede. Ek is verskriklik opgewonde daaroor. We're going to hang with Rowan Ash in studio this morning. So good to see you. Wat jy groot geword? Net oor die pad af.
Net in Pretoria.
Ja, ja.
Yes, daar in Waverley, daar in die moed.
Lekker.
In die moed groot geword.
Moed vir die dood.
Ja, jy sê nou. Elke keer as ek hier is, dan maak ek tyd om terug te kom by al die venues waar ek nog altyd gespeel het. Café Barcelona, Admiral Theater. En dis, ja man, is net my koos vir my siel.
Wel, welkom terug. En welkom in die atelier, Rowan Ash. We're going to hang with him. Super talented. Do you know, in that meer tyd in Nashville spandeer het jy seker 'n paar cool shows gesien.
Ach man, ek het die amazingste shows gekyk. John Mayer Acoustic.
Oh, stop it.
Sure.
Imagine that. Hy sê baie goed.
Yesterday. Dat hy hou 20,000 mense in die palm van sy hand. Mm. Net met die akoestiek gitaar. It's incredible. And then Louis Capaldi.
The guy can sing.
Yeah. At the Opry. That was unbelievable. The Coldplay concert in Nashville.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
It wasn't that concert.
Okay, it was the week after that concert. Okay. So, yeah.
So they didn't say much about the cam.
The cam didn't find the love couples.
No, yeah, but the show is great.
And then Chris Stapleton was one of my favorites as well.
Oh, wow.
He's got such a big voice and actually pretty modest on stage, but it just translates and it's just unbelievable.
Country is so big in America.
It is.
Country music.
It is.
I mean, it's much bigger here now as well, but in America, those oaks and those ladies are just next level.
Well, isn't it unbelievable how country music's been taking root in South Africa?
It
always had a little bit,
but
over the last year or so, it's really been exploding.
You got to give credit to artists like Taylor Swift, who made it more pop. you know, she also was a little bit more country in the beginning. Mm.
Morgan Wallen.
Yeah. Spiel Ombayer.
Yeah. Even Beyonce stepping in and just bringing a whole different audience.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cowboy Carter.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. Also,
Post Malone.
Yes. Listen, that is one of my favorite guys. I love that guy so much. He is so talented. And I just love the way that he just tries everything.
Yeah. And the way he just treats people in general.
Yeah.
Like if he walks and someone stops him, he's just such a genuine guy.
Also, if we keep Moore op die show gehad.
Oh, amazing.
Dit is hierdie jaar of laas jaar gewees. Ook super talented. Okay, so you here. Jy bly in George. Commute back to Nashville to do some songwriting. Jy het hierdie tune hier so opgeneem.
Yes.
Okay, last one.
Ek wil graag weer die local mense net aan boord kry met die record.
Waar jy produce?
With Danny Smoke.
Okay.
Selfde Vogue Whiskey en Heavy, If I Ever Swear Heaven gedoen het.
Yes.
So was terug in my roots doen. It was amazing. It was baie lekker om saam met vrienden te werk.
Top-notch stuff, and you're going to hear it live on the show this morning. They're going to do us a Friday Live. It's a surprise, they tell me. Love that. Yes. And then I will play you the brand new Rowan Ash and Demi Lee Moore. So do I. That's all coming up. Demi gaan by ons aansluit. No.